Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
What a hot, nasty, swampy, like hot breath sort of morning.
It's soupy.
Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
Ben Davis and Kelly K Show is on. I saw Tuan over at Wave 3 describe this as hot breath, like someone's breathing their hot breath on you as you step out in the
disgusting.
Morning.
Disgusting.
It is. It's already 80 degrees. It's already 80 outside.
That explains it.
Going to get up to about 89, but yeah, like baby powder sort of pats and things like that here this morning. So, hey, by the way, today, I brought props.
You brought props for the show today?
I did.
I brought donuts.
I see that.
Yeah.
I see that.
We both brought things.
You brought the Entenmann's Frosted Devil's Food donuts.
It's my dad's fave. He left a box.
All right. Down
so
with that.
I'm blessing you with it. Wait, I can't really bless anybody else. There's nobody here still.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So
I will gladly.
There's eight. Are there eight?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's eight. There's eight in the box.
I don't know if we can. I don't know if we can knock out four each. That's because those Frosted Devil's Food donuts, they're pretty thick.
They're rich.
Yeah, yeah. They got a little meat to them.
Uh huh.
So you're gonna ask?
What kind of props did you bring?
I brought a ruler.
For learning? Are we gonna be doing Learning Corner?
Brought a ruler.
That's a very small ruler.
Listen, sometimes you don't need to measure it.
All right. Okay. I'm automatically on edge about what we're measuring. Automatically. With the size of it.
I brought a ruler.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm automatically on edge.
All right.
Automatically.
Don't. Just, you know.
Uh-huh.
I brought props.
You sure did.
We'll just say. I brought
all right.
props. So I got a
props.
Ruler. I got a ruler. We got donuts.
Gotcha.
We got Craigslist misconnections.
We're off to a fantastic start. I mean, if that's any indication as to where we're going today, it's going to be magical.
Sending the bar stories, dead fish. We've got cool dad. We've got the butthole game.
Oh my God.
We've got, I mean, this show, looking at our show sheet, I don't know how to accurately describe this show. It could go many different ways. And then, yet, I also have the ruler. We've got to get to.
Yeah.
Where
forget the ruler.
Where both you and I will get to use it. So, won't that be fun?
I'm a little. Because the last time we measured something, it was the distance from your shoulder to your nipple. I think that was the last time we measured something.
Really?
So, yeah, that ruler's not long enough.
No.
It's not. It's not going
to
cut it.
I've got a broad expanse from my shoulder to my nipple.
Sure do. So I'm a little, right. again, with the size of it.
Yeah. No, I know. Curiosity. All right. So we'll kick it off. A little feel-good story coming up here next. On 99.7 DJX after Gaga and Grande. I realized that my butt kind of hurts this morning. It's pretty sore.
And you're sharing this. Why?
Well, I give you a little behind the curtain thing. We have like a little.
You said behind.
Yeah. We have a little step stool that's over on my side of the console, uh-huh. which I usually just stand up on. I don't like stand on it with both feet, but I like prop one foot up on there.
Yeah.
And right as I was getting ready to open the microphone, I propped my foot up and I realized, ooh, sore.
Feeling it in the glute.
Yeah, feeling a little bit in the glute.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to ask you to massage or to rub
Thanks.
Because I think that would be inappropriate.
Thanks.
But yeah, you know, I just want to let you know that.
You're working injured.
A little bit.
Going to soldier
bit.
Through.
Yeah, because the show must go on, right,
Thoughts
Kelly?
And prayers.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, let's get to your feel good. Do this every single hour, brought to you by Campbellsville University.
So, 17-year-old Markle Davis, he could spend his summer break doing whatever he wanted, right?
Yeah.
He chose to make and serve hot meals to police officers and the Ohio National Guard monitoring demonstrations in the Columbus, Ohio area, your old stomping grounds.
My old stomping ground.
So far, he's prepped, cooked, wrapped, and delivered hundreds of meals to the officers working long hours, his mom said in a Facebook post. She said, Several CPD officers came to the house to give him recognition. I think everybody should see his selfless acts of kindness, especially in a time like this. His dream is to be a policeman one day. She says that she hoped her son's actions and who he was would help shed some light and a little more peace in the world.
Cool.
Such a great example. We'll tweet out the story.
All right.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
Feel good. Do them every single hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX, brought to you by Campbellsville University. Lollapalooza 2020 just announced yesterday they canceled their event due to COVID-19 pandemic. Surprise, surprise. They are going to host a virtual live stream festival over the same weekend, which, you know, if you make the pilgrimage up to Grant Park every year, July 30 through August 2nd, know that that is not going to be happening. But they are going to have performances from around the city and beyond if that's kind of your thing. But good news, State Fair was approved.
Oh, that's good.
So the Kentucky State Fair will go on. Governor Beshear approved that plan yesterday. And it's so that's going to be August 20th through the 30th. So
right in the middle of Derby Festival.
I know. It's going to be chock right in the middle of Derby. Now, it's going to be a little bit different where, you know, there are going to be masks. The social distancing are going to need to be a thing in the queuing in the midway. Queuing is like the British term for line up in a line.
Oh.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
In the queue.
Yeah, right. And so then the livestock and all that that, you know, you normally see at the fair, I think I saw something where it was 82% capacity for that.
You're not putting masks on the llamas, are you? That's going to be real weird.
Careful, they spit.
Uh-huh. But the good news is the World Health Organization's coming out saying, yeah, oh, yeah, I guess if you're not showing symptoms, transmitting it's pretty darn rare.
Yeah, so, they're discovering new things about the coronavirus and COVID-19, you know, every single day as they continue on through this.
I was kind of expecting that to maybe be good news for some of these events, and that maybe they'd be like, oh, all right, well, maybe as long as we check people's temperatures and stuff like that when they come in and just make sure you're not showing symptoms, we should be fine.
Well, it is good news as the State Fair is going to be open August 20th through the 30th. And like I said, there are going to be some restrictions, but at least you can enjoy the midway and livestock and
come on over, Indiana.
Some of the stuff that you've come to know and love about the fair.
Yours might be canceled, but come on over.
See where Pineapple Pepsi is now making a run in the United States?
Pineapple Pepsi?
I don't know if I'm on board with this. I guess I'm a fan of like the Dr. Pepper and the Mr. Pibb, which is the cherry. It's basically like the cherry flavored cola type.
Right. And then there's Cherry Coke.
And then there's Cherry Coke, which is good. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Pineapple Pepsi seems to be a hit in Japan. I will say that there has been some unique flavors that have come from the Far East.
They do like to push the envelope a little bit in the flavor department. I'm on board with pineapple orange juice. That's a fave in our house. Those flavors go together.
Pineapple. Well, a lot of people.
Pineapple and cola, I don't know.
Well, wasn't there just a few, like about a month ago, there was like the orange cola? That people were kind of digging there because Coke had didn't Coke have some orange cola? I don't know if they dug it. I never had any.
I don't recall seeing it in the stores now.
But Walmart is going to be carrying the pineapple Pepsi, and it's going to be replacing the lime Pepsi, which has been in the stores.
Lime Sprite. I'm on board with. I don't know.
Isn't that the flavor?
Pepsi, yeah.
Okay. Pretty much.
You know, lemon lime soda.
Right.
That should be clear.
Right.
In my mind.
Yeah.
Like some of these things just don't make sense.
Well, maybe it's the same people who would enjoy pineapple on pizza. I mean, I'm a fan of pineapple on pizza.
I love pineapple on pizza.
But there's also those people who are like, you know what? Gross, disgusting, keep fruit off my pizza. And who knows? If maybe it's a thing that
are you gonna sacrifice your body to try it?
I think if I had a free sample, I would try it. I don't think I'm gonna go out and buy a six pack.
Okay.
Yeah.
Probably best. Try it as an individual first.
So anyways, if you see that at Walmart, know that pineapple Pepsi coming from Japan is gonna be a thing that they're gonna try out for a hot second here in the United States.
For a hot second is probably how long it's going to last.
That's probably how long it's going to last, right? All right, coming up here in just a few minutes, it's a phone tap, and, you know, Robert Hassenpepper is on the job hunt, just like everybody, you know? He's got some specific qualities.
Your finger is always moist.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to stay in a real narrow lane.
Real narrow lane.
Yeah.
But you know what? I commend him on his...
Everyone's got talent.
Yes. Phone tap coming up. Hang on.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God. Who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, so we got a message from Jason. College friend of mine, Layla, works for a county employment agency.
Okay.
She's obviously getting a lot of calls from people who are looking for jobs right now.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you could have a little fun with calling her with one of your little phone taps.
All right. Welcome, Layla, to your phone tap.
Hi, County Workforce Services. This is Layla. How can I help you?
Hi there, Layla. It's Robert Hassenpepper, and I'm looking for a job, and they transferred me to you.
Okay. Sure, I can help you get started. Have you filled out the online form? That usually helps us match you with the right kinds of jobs.
Oh no, ma'am, I don't have a computer. I've got a trusted typewriter, but I really only have one specific job that I'm looking for in mind.
Okay, well, you'd probably have better luck if you're open to different kinds of jobs, but let's see, what kind of job were you looking for?
You know, when you see piano players at a concert, like classical ones?
Right.
Yeah, they always have someone sitting next to them, you see, turning the pages on their music.
So you're a piano player?
Oh, no, ma'am. You see, I want to be the guy that turns the pages.
Okay, well, that's a very specific job. I don't know if I've ever dealt with something like that.
Well, it seems like a great job. All you do is sit around next to the piano player. You get to hear some great music, and when he gets to the end of the page, you just turn it to the next one.
Okay, so do you know how to read music then? So you would know when it's time to turn the page?
Oh, no, I don't know how to read any music, but he could just, like, nudge me in the elbow or say next or something like that, and I'll just turn it to the next one.
Okay, sir, I'm sorry. I don't know if I can help you. I do have other clients I need to get to.
Yeah, you work in employment, right? I mean, I'm looking for some employment.
But you're not giving me much to help you with. Like, you say you want to be a page turner, but you can't read music either, so don't you think... They'd probably hire people who can read music for that.
But I've got something those people don't have.
Okay, and what's that?
I have a naturally moist finger.
What? Okay, what does that mean?
On my finger. On my page-turning finger, it's always moist, you see, so I never have trouble turning any pages.
Okay, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, nah, I was trying to think of things that I have that other people don't that put me ahead of the pack, and that's an asset I have that helped me get this job.
Your finger is always moist?
Well, actually, most of my body's moist. You see, I'm kind of a big, sweaty guy.
Okay, look, I still think you should expand your job search to more than just one job, but for now, I really need to get off the phone.
Now, do you think those page turners get a lot of paper cuts? I can't stand paper cuts.
Sir, thank you for your call, and good luck with your search.
And what about the health insurance? With these jobs, do they cover paper cuts?
Sir, I need to go.
Hey, hang on a second. One more thing I forgot to tell you.
What?
Layla, you're on the radio. It's Ben Davis from 99.7 DJX.
Wait, what? Okay, are you kidding? Are you joking me right now?
No, not kidding at all. Your buddy Jason thought you needed a break from, you know, the crazy calls that you've been getting, so we figured we'd give you a normal call, right?
Oh, my God. Okay, sorry. That is such a relief because that was so weird. Okay, I have to call Jason. I got to talk to him.
You could almost hear her walking away from the phone.
Like,
I'm stepping away. I'm stepping away right now. I'm hanging up.
Yeah, you know. My finger's moist. The rest of my body's pretty sweaty, too. So
you're going to put that on the resume?
That'll put me ahead.
I've got an unusually, naturally moist body.
That is a special skill set. That's your phone tap. Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. We give you these stories to set the bar very low for you. As Kelly likes to say, they're small goals. Maybe
small hurdles to jump over.
Yes, that you can achieve for yourself. So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day... Cringe factor of 10. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting a fish stuck in your butt, you're doing okay.
What just happened? Wait a second. Back the truck up. There's a fish in someone's derriere?
In China, Guy went to the emergency room complaining of abdominal pain. Sound familiar? So here's the thing. Doctors, however, found the cause pretty quickly.
They did?
Yep. He had a dead fish up his rear.
Oh my God.
So obviously doctors are going to question. They're going to be like, yo, how did a fish find its way into your rectum?
First of all, sir, were you aware?
Yeah.
That a dead fish was inserted in your rectum?
So he said he'd accidentally sat on it.
Okay.
And that's where I say,
nay.
That's not how you fish. That is not how you fish.
I don't
According
understand.
To the Sun, the medic responded, do you think I'm an idiot? So I don't think the medical staff was believing his.
They're not buying the story.
I sat on this fish. That's how it wound up in my rear story.
Yeah, no. Listen, fish are floppy.
By the way, do you want to know what it was?
What kind of fish was it?
Mozambique tilapia.
Well, that sounds kind of exotic.
It sounds kind of delicious. You know, a fish taco.
I like tilapia.
You know, you take it out, maybe fry it up a little bit, put it in.
I don't think I can think about fish tacos right now in the midst of this story, sir.
So here's the thing. You're like, how could this get worse?
How could this get worse? Well, I'm already thinking about buttfish like tacos. I don't need that.
Yeah, we don't need buttfish tacos.
No, please.
So if you know anything about fish, the Mozambique tilapia has like spiky things, scales, spiky scales.
Spines?
Yeah. And so that kind of did some work inside the man. So they couldn't just pull it out because it would catch. So they had to, Anyways. All right. I'm not going to say anymore.
Surgery?
Yeah. Surgery. Again, this is not how you fish.
Oh,
it's a setting the bar story. I'm sorry that you had to hear this here today, this morning, but we felt it necessary. You know, hey, fishing is a big thing around here. People love to go fish. This is not how you do it.
No. It is, okay. Maybe he didn't have a pole. He forgot his pole. He's like, listen, I gotta eat.
He's like, hang on a second. Well, what am I going to use for bait? Well, I don't want to use my fingers, so I'll just put the bait right there.
I don't
here, fishy, fishy. Here, fishy, fishy.
I don't understand sometimes.
So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day.
Fish are not particularly straight
without
up and down.
Getting a fish stuck in your rear, you're doing okay.
Logistically speaking, I'm confused. I'm confused and mortified.
That is setting the bar.
I love that the medical guy said, do you think I'm an idiot?
I wonder what's inside your bubble.
That's setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. Do this every single day, every single hour throughout the morning. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
So there's an 8th grade class at the Waldorf School in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Celebrated the end of middle school by donating the money they raised for a rafting trip to help the Navajo Nation.
Oh, wow.
Their trip was canceled.
Yeah.
Because of the pandemic. So the students didn't want the $2,800 they had raised to go to waste. So one of the parents knew that the Navajo Nation had been hit hard by COVID-19. And in May, they had more coronavirus cases per capita than any state. And the money could go far there. So she spoke with Navajo leaders to find out what supplies they really needed and got to work collecting the items, from diapers to medicine to cans of soup to water. This parent drove with her daughters to Arizona to make the delivery on behalf of the class.
Oh, wow.
Their teacher says, very proud of my students. Not surprised, though. This is a very generous and compassionate group of kids.
Look at that.
So we'll tweet out that story. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
So hooking your dad up with some lawn equipment from Southern Indiana Equipment. Father Mows Best. Get it?
That's cute.
So we're going to ask for your, I don't know, best or worst dad advice you've ever received?
You're a dad. Do you have advice?
I literally told my daughters yesterday, if you play rough, someone gets hurt.
That is.
I have literally told Isabel and Sophia, my older two, that since they were 2 years old.
Sure.
Maybe even younger. And
the kids, they like to rough house.
They have heard that for the better part of their entire life.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, it's because, you know, my youngest was complaining that or trying to tell on one of them. And I'm like, look, play rough, you get hurt.
And snitches get stitches.
Snitches get stitches. That's right. Take that one. that goes a long way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So
that's good dad advice.
WDJX.com. Click win. You can get your dad some pretty cool lawn equipment there from Southern Indiana Equipment. 99.7 DJX. Number one trending thing on YouTube is an unlikely thing in my eyes.
Really?
It is.
Oh, no. It makes perfect
sense. We'll explain coming up next. I feel like this is one of the most unlikely of number one things trending on YouTube.
Really? I think it makes perfect sense because, I mean, yes, this is a long time
coming. How long ago was the original movie made?
It feels like 30 years ago.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. You may not be too far off. It might be like 1990, 1991, something like that. But Bill and Ted's Face the Music, the official trailer for the movie, launching this year, right? So it's still coming out this year?
Yeah. This summer. It looks like 1989. Was the original.
So
yeah.
31 years?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
And so they've released finally their... Now, that was the original. They did have a sequel to that.
Bill and Ted's Excellent
Adventure. Wasn't it Bogus Journey or something like that?
Yes.
So this would be the third?
Yes. This is Bill and Ted 3, Face the Music.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Face the Music.
Get to about a minute 30 in.
Well, here, let me start it first.
Okay.
25 years ago, you played a concert in front of the entire world. 1 month ago, you played in Barstow, California for 40 people, most of whom were there for $2 taco night.
Yes.
Bill and Ted, what have you got to say for yourselves?
Be excellent to each other. And party on, dudes.
And look, that's them as like how they are now.
Absolutely.
You were supposed to unite the world. And save reality as we know it.
The number one most trending YouTube thing.
Yeah, wait.
Trying to write the song that will unite the world. Why can't we just go to the future when we have written it?
Whoa! Take it from ourselves!
But isn't that stealing?
Okay.
How is it stealing if we're stealing it from ourselves, dude?
All right.
Yes, I'm on board.
So that entire...
This is what we need right now.
That trailer is the number one trending thing on YouTube right now. We've got it posted at WDJX.com.
We need Bill S. Preston Esquire and Ted Theodore Logan to save the world.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, we do.
That was their name.
Yes. All of that, yes. And it's going to be an epic song.
That's one of those movies that you got to... That's like a classic that you got to go back and rewatch.
Yes. Educate yourself, kids. Go back and watch the 1989 original.
Oh, my God.
And then watch Bogus Journey.
Yeah, there are going to be references to that in that movie that are going to seem so outdated.
Oh, no, it's going to be amazing.
I mean, the fact that they found a phone booth to travel back in time.
Which is great.
That is their instrument to travel back in time.
Right.
A phone booth
is amazing. Yes, so retro now.
Yeah, so WDZX.com if you want to take a look at that.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
We dive into the Craigslist misconnection section every single Wednesday. And I got to be honest, it never makes either one of us feel great coming out of it. We do this, though, for you.
Because we're hopeless romantics.
Is that it?
We don't want people walking through this world alone. You know, everyone deserves love.
Okay.
Even the weirdos.
So we're looking for someone at Iroquois.
Yeah.
And wearing the purple bikini at Myers.
Hot. Wait a second. They were at Meyer?
Myers. Sorry.
In a purple bikini?
Yes. That is coming up.
Right there.
Craigslist misconnections.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connection. Want me to go first?
Sure.
All right. It's called Wanna See My Scars.
Oh, going for the whole chicks dig scars kind of mentality?
Yeah, man for woman.
Got it.
I'm looking for the woman who is wearing the purple bikini at the Myers on Hurstbourne.
Wait a second, that's my Myers. I was not there at the time.
So it's not you?
It's not me, nor did I see her.
I'm new to the area and I'm looking for something strictly physical.
Oh, okay then.
You had the nicest rack I've ever seen.
Oh my God.
I could tell they were natural. I could tell that You also birthed children.
Oh, gosh.
And that's okay.
I don't know if that's a compliment.
I like when women are broken in.
Broken in?
I was the guy who asked you about the price of the melons you were holding.
Oh, my God.
I got kids, too, but never see them, so they will not complicate things. I'm a bit older than you with some miles on my body, too. I think you'll like me because I'm young at heart.
Oh, wow.
I have many scars on my stomach and my buttocks, but have been told that they are sexy.
By who?
So what do you think? Want to see my scars?
I don't think so. Let's recap. So we got a dude that's a little bit older, got some miles on his body, got some scars, yes. And is a deadbeat dad. That's great.
What a catch.
All right.
It's Craigslist missed connections.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Another man for woman.
Sure.
Animal-like behaviors at Iroquois.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. We was both walking our dogs at Iroquois Park. I was the guy who had the large Labrador that kept trying to hump your sweet, adorable terrier.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
We both laughed and then went our merry way.
Oh.
I couldn't help but to notice how tight you keep your body.
Wow.
Especially for an older woman.
Oh.
I mean, no disrespect by that.
Never.
You are mature and ripe and absolutely perfect.
Mature and ripe?
Why don't we follow our dog's lead and sniff each other's behinds?
Oh. Okay. That's quite a pickup line there.
I don't think so. Much like my dog, I too love my belly scratched and tickled. So tickle away.
Wow. Okay. So we've got the butt sniffers.
Yeah.
At Iroquois.
And yep.
We've got the
deadbeat dad looking for the bikini chick at the Myers on Hurstbourne.
Oh, what a catch this has been.
Yeah.
It's Craigslist missed
connections. Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, I got props.
You got props?
I got props.
You were really excited at the top of the show
because
tell me that you brought props.
I don't normally bring props to the show, but here we are, and holding in my hand, I've got a blue ruler.
It's not a very large...
For what we need to measure, it doesn't need to be very large, Kelly.
Okay, I'm real nervous.
It's not the size,
because,
Kelly.
Because, honestly, the last time we measured something on the show, I believe it was the distance between your shoulder and the nipple.
No, actually, we're going to see how close we are to a Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh.
Okay?
All right. So, we could potentially...
Something on our body.
And...
All right, that's coming up. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Yes, Lollapalooza 2020 has been canceled due to ongoing health concerns related to COVID-19 pandemic. So if that was a festival that you were excited or you had attended up there in Chicago, know that that is not happening. They said that they will host a virtual live stream festival over the same weekend. Details on that to come, but some, at least a glimmer of hope in that the Kentucky State Fair was approved by the governor to resume August 20th through the 30th.
Yep, and Hurricane Bay at Kentucky Kingdom is opening up July 3rd.
Is that B-A-Y or B-A-E?
B-A-Y.
Oh, okay.
But now it's kind of B-A-E.
It's Hurricane Bay.
Yeah. Hey, Bay.
So wait. When is that opening up? Because
July 3rd.
Kentucky Kingdom opens up June 29th. Right.
Exactly. But in time for the 4th of July weekend.
All right.
Right? And get your swim on.
There you go. Some stuff. We got it. WDJX.com. Some more info if you want to catch up on that. Coming up next, I got props.
You got props?
I got props. Hang on. Let me sanitize this.
Okay.
Just to make sure we're...
You have quite possibly the tiniest ruler I've ever seen.
Listen, it's not the size, Kelly.
Okay. How long is that? Just 6 inches?
6 inches is all I need.
That's all. Okay. You make me real nervous.
Because yeah, we're going to measure something on our body, Kelly.
I don't know if I'm comfortable.
I'm hoping that I'm not going to need a bigger one than 6 inches.
You probably won't.
Okay.
Right. I don't know what we're measuring yet. I'm just guessing.
All right. All right. So,
are you fully sanitized? Do you feel comfortable?
I've sanitized it. I think we're ready to go.
Do I need a hazmat suit?
No, I think, we're good.
Are we good?
I got props. We're going to see if we break any sort of Guinness World Record.
Oh, God, I hope so.
That's next, 99.7 DJX. I've got props, a 6-inch ruler in my hand. Crazy office lady Kristen texts in and asks, is that a male 6 inches or a female 6 inches?
I think it's just a straight up 6 inches. Yeah.
All right. So whenever there's a world record that is celebrated, I always try to see if we could hold up to that world record or at least come close. This out of Pennsylvania.
Berks County teenager now owns a jaw-dropping honor in the Guinness Book of World Records. Philip Angus from Boyertown just set the record for the largest mouth gape at a whopping 3¾ inches.
Yeah, 3¾ inches. That
so
is the world record.
When he
opens his mouth, it is this big.
Wow.
3¾ inches. So,
okay.
World record attempt. Do you want to go first? Or do you want me to? I don't think you have to remove any clothes for this, Kelly, for measuring.
I don't think I have to remove any clothes.
You can keep your clothes on.
That's great news.
For this one.
Great news.
So now I'm going to go ahead and say I have a small mouth. I don't think I have a very large mouth, so I don't think I will be able to come close to that record. However, I will attempt it.
Great.
But I think, do you want to go first?
I'm going to put in this near my mouth first. Oh, give it.
Okay.
Give it.
Okay, it's fully sanitized.
Okay.
My 6-inch ruler is going near your mouth.
Okay.
Hang on.
So do you measure straight from the middle, or are we doing it on the side?
No, it is from like the top of your bottom teeth to
the bottom of your
top teeth. And for Philip out of Boyertown, Pennsylvania, it's 3.75 inches, which is pretty dang big. All right, so Miss Kelly K, she has the 6-inch ruler in her mouth. I don't think you're going to need anything bigger than 6 inches.
If so, give me all of the records, right?
Because
3.75
is what we're going for. So okay. You're going to have to kind of turn to me so I can kind of see where the measuring is. You know, and we're going
to
try to be safe in how we do this. I don't want to get too, like,
personal.
Personal with how big of a mouth gape you have. But the record is 3.75. Kelly's going for the record here.
You realize all of the potential jokes that are going to come out of this, right?
Out of your mouth?
I mean, that's why I don't eat bananas anywhere near the studio from now on.
All right. So, okay. Kelly.
Yeah.
So, the bottom of the ruler needs to go at
the... So, we're starting at what? Do you want one at top? Or do you want it... I mean, it'd be easier to read.
Okay.
Right?
Well, you have it upside down, so that's the 6.
Oh.
So flip it over. Yeah.
Right. I was looking at the centimeter side.
No, we're not doing centimeters.
All right.
Ryan asks, why is Kelly measuring what she can fit in her mouth? Well, we're doing a work.
I'm telling you, instantaneously, here come the jokes.
Kim, just tuned in and wondering what in the world is going on. We're attempting the world record. The world record for the largest mouth gape has been set at 3.75 inches. So we, as part of our morning show, are going to see how well we stack up. All right?
I don't think it's going to be very well.
3.75 doesn't seem very big.
It doesn't. But when you look at the picture of this dude, it looks like his jaw
unhinged.
Like, unhinged.
Yeah. All right. So, Kelly.
Okay.
Her attempt.
Ready?
All right. All right. You are at, I'm going to say 2 1/8.
Uh-huh.
Dang. Is that about right? 2 1/8, maybe? You got a wide gape.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say 2 1/8.
2 1/8.
All right, sanitize that sucker and see where I am.
It,
see where I am on that. I think your mouth is gonna be bigger than mine.
Really?
I think you're gonna have a bigger mouth.
I have an unusually small head, very broad shoulders, real long arms.
Yeah, yeah.
And a freakishly long neck. So that's what we're dealing with.
Yeah, okay.
With my anatomy.
Okay. So the world record's 3.75. Kelly comes in at 2 1/8. All right, here's mine. Attempt here. All right, so the inches up there.
You gotta lean in so we can see. You gotta lean in. Okay, so I'm calling that almost 2.5.
2.5?
Yeah.
Did I beat you?
Yeah, I think you did.
You weren't even trying.
I was too trying.
I have a bigger mouth hole than you.
Yes. Congratulations. Your mouth hole is bigger than mine.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
2.5.
Yeah. Yeah. You
don't
get.
All I do is win, no matter what.
You don't get a trophy for that.
I don't.
That's, nope.
Okay.
No.
So
I'll give you,
you
a donut, though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So that is an upset. Like I really didn't think
really?
I was gonna. I thought you were gonna win hands down.
I'm okay with not winning this competition. I'm okay with not having the bigger mouth.
The bigger
I'm
mouth
all right
hole.
With that.
Okay.
I'm all right with that.
We'll tweet out his video. It's wild. Philip Angus at Ben and Kelly Show. So on our socials, you can get us at Ben and Kelly Show, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Uploading soon the video of the world record attempt that Kelly and I made at Big Mouth. Thank you for all the text messages that we received from the comfort level of everybody listening at that very moment.
It's good to gauge that.
It is good to gauge that.
Yeah.
Just dip your toe in the water there.
Just think about the comfort level for us.
Nah. We've
think about that.
We've been working together for a while, Kelly.
Yeah.
I feel like we're okay.
I have to say that I prefer this over measuring your nipples. I'll say that.
Okay. And with that, let's get to our feel good. We do this every hour throughout the morning, brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly Kitt.
If you haven't yet heard the story of best friends Benjamin Smith and Marcus Ellis, you need to.
Okay.
They're the heroes we need right now.
All right.
Benjamin's white, Marcus is black, they're best buds. They posted up on their driveway in Rochester with a pack of beer and a sign that read, black or white, relax and have a beer. It went viral, as it should.
Batman and Robin. Yeah. Exactly what it is. I think we're just goofy, silly. We just love to have fun. We don't care what people say.
But for both of them, the recent death of George Floyd and the following protests struck a chord.
I fought for a free America, a just America. And when I heard about the George Floyd incident, it just really, really upset me. That's not what I fought for.
People have a right to share their voice. There's a right way of going about things, and there's a wrong way of going about things.
So they decided to do something small, but powerful. They put some signs up at Smith's house in Pittsford on Jefferson Road, asking people to come on down and enjoy a beer.
Alcohol brings people together, and we just like to smile and laugh. Have a good
alcohol
time.
Brings people together.
I'm yes. equal just like how you are. I bleed, you bleed. I breathe, you breathe. It's the same thing. This is the proper way of doing something, is unite, come together as a whole.
Cool.
Yeah, so country star Brad Paisley liked their message, wanted to reach out. He bought out hundreds of dollars worth of beer at AJ's Beer Warehouse, sent it to the guys before hopping on a virtual call with them Saturday, enjoyed some drinks with their friends and family. You can see the entire story, the news video. These guys are awesome and amazing examples of where we should go from here at WDJX.com on Facebook and Twitter.
Setting the bar. Father's Day on the way.
Yeah.
Maybe appropriate. Of what not to do.
Okay.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to be the cool dad and allowing a 12-year-old to drive 85 miles an hour.
Oh my gosh.
When you're not her actual dad.
Oh, wow.
You're doing okay.
What is happening?
Listen, blended families are a thing. You know?
Yeah, they
but
are.
To Florida we go, where Shawn Michelson is now in trouble for letting 12-year-old girl drive his SUV. Told her to speed because he wanted to be the, quote, cool father.
Let her breathe.
Even
let
though
her, your real dad won't let you do this.
That's right. Even though he's not her real dad.
Oh, boy.
Basically, when he was pulled over. Or,
uh-huh.
I'm going to say he. I'm going to leave the 12-year-old girl out of this.
All right? Sure.
Yeah. When he was pulled over, told cops he's friends with the girl's mom, and the girl and her friend were staying with him for a few days.
Oh, they're just friends?
Yep, wanted to be the cool dad.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Except the fact that he's not anybody's dad, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's a big no-no.
Yeah, so again, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to be the cool dad and allowing 12-year-old to drive 85 miles an hour when you're not her dad, you're doing okay.
I'm speechless. I'm speechless at the never-ending supply of bad decisions that we witness every day.
Yeah.
This is astonishing.
Yeah. Okay.
Super dangerous, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're lucky no one was hurt.
Wow.
Florida making the show and setting the bar there on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Man, how do we transition from a setting the bar story like that to something we're going to call the butthole game? We're just going to...
Game?
Yeah.
Game.
It'll be for you.
No. I don't think I want any part of this game.
Listen, we don't need to use my ruler for anything.
Oh, great.
There's no need for props for this.
What about a theme song? Do we have a theme song for this?
Maybe I'll figure out something. I mean, other than this.
I wonder what's inside your butthole.
So yeah, we'll do that. As you have come to expect, this show is full of idiocy and immaturity.
Yeah.
And that's why you like us, I feel like. 99.7 DJX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It's time once again to play everybody's favorite game, the movie butthole game, where we replaced one word from a popular movie title with the word butthole. All Kelly has to do is identify the word missing.
Okay, all right. This is just such an aggressive word this time of day. Or any time.
For example,
uh-huh.
Back to the Butthole. What famous movie?
Future.
Yes!
Awesome.
Hey, I need to give you a...
Oh, can you give me a ding?
I need to give you a ding.
Okay.
All right.
Are the prizes attached to this?
Should there be?
Do I get, like, one of the donuts that I brought in?
Yes. There we go. There's the little ding. Got a little donut.
It's such a great game.
All right, so you can please follow along as we play the movie butthole game.
All right.
Dude, where's my butthole? What? What is the missing word in that famous movie title?
Car.
Yes, dude, where's my car?
Okay.
The famous Ashton Kutcher movie.
It is a different movie if you replace that word. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Hello. My big fat Greek butthole.
Oh my god. Oh, we're gonna get in so much trouble.
Again.
Wedding.
What?
The word is wedding.
Wedding is correct.
Wedding.
Yes.
Wedding.
My big fat Greek wedding.
Wedding. Famous. Thank God they didn't make the other movie.
Famous. We don't know they
didn't. We don't know they didn't. You're right. Okay.
It's easy. Okay.
Easy. Easy.
It's a wonderful butthole. What is
life? It's life.
Life. It's
the
a
word
wonderful
is life.
A wonderful life. You're really good at this game.
Thank you.
Again, we're playing the movie butthole game where we replace one word from a popular movie title with that word.
Careful.
Those have been really easy.
Listen, I don't want to get fired over this game. I don't want my career to end over the movie butthole game. I don't. I really don't want this to be how it ends.
How to train your butthole. Again.
It's dragon.
Dragon is right.
Dragon
is right. Good job. Kelly is really good at this game.
Okay.
This one may be a little bit tougher for you, okay?
Oh, you think?
Yeah. Journey to the center of the butthole. Will she do it, friends? Will she be able to identify...
It's Earth.
Do you need it once again?
Journey to the center of the Earth?
Yes.
Yeah.
Look at that.
It's Earth.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I knew it.
How many more? Two more?
I don't know. I don't know. You're looking at the list.
How many more do we do?
I don't know the list. Okay.
Okay.
Just don't get us fired.
All right.
God, please.
The movie butthole game. Stop or my butthole will shoot. That might be tough. That might be tough. That might be a tough one.
Mama. Isn't it?
Ooh,
is it mama?
Ooh, it's close. Close.
Mom?
Mom. Mom is what we're looking for there. All right, one last.
Okay.
One last one.
All right.
Okay. Where we've replaced a key word in a popular movie title with the word butthole.
Why?
It's the movie butthole game.
Why, though? Why, though? Why? We're gonna get fired.
Okay.
Okay.
Lethal Butthole 2.
Weapon.
Yes.
Weapon.
Weapon. Is right.
Weapon.
Yes. There you go. Oh, okay. My God. Congratulations.
I'm flawless.
You won.
In the movie Butthole Game.
I mean,
I'm so proud.
I resisted the urge to say Charlie and the Chocolate.
Oh, my God.
I resisted that. That, my friends, is the movie Butthole Game. Hopefully you had fun.
I can't see.
Play along with friends the next time you get together.
All right.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, and every hour we give you feel-good stories that show you that there is good happening in the world, brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K, what do you got?
5-year-old boy hit a hole-in-one at a golf course in Florida.
Wow.
His name is William Kelly. Sank a hole-in-one, hole 13, at the Bridges at Spring Tree Golf Club in Sunrise during his golf clinic. We'll let him tell you about it.
I hit a 7-iron, and it took 2 bounces off the fairway, and 1 bounce off the green, and then it hit the flag, and then it went in.
We all ran down the fairway, and there it was, sitting in the hole. It was an unbelievable moment. You know, some people play golf their whole lives, never get a hole-in-one. 5 years old.
Wow.
There it is. Boom.
The next Tiger Woods.
Boom. Isn't that cool? So we'll tweet out that story. It's a cute little video. He's adorable, by the way, because he's 5.
Right.
Yeah. At Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. We are streaming on the internet, WDJX.com. Worldwide, good morning.
Hey, DJX is number one.
Yes.
Love it.
Okay, it's Ira from the Bronx.
Ira from the Bronx.
Yes, I Googled your radio station.
Wow, Ira, thank you for calling. What are you up to this morning?
Nothing too much. Oh, you people are doing a great, great job.
Well, thank you, Ira.
I used to be a weatherman on radio.
Well, can you give us the weather in the Bronx right now?
Oh, it's nice up in the Bronx. It's going to be around 87 degrees. Okay, give me a shout out.
Ira from the Bronx.
Woohoo!
Okay.
Ira, thank you for checking in on us. You stay safe.
You too.
All right. Ira.
He's my new favorite.
He's our new favorite.
He's my new favorite friend.
Just Googled the radio station.
He promised he was going to call tomorrow.
I hope he does.
Oh, this is great.
Ira from the Bronx.
That's great.
A 99.7 DJX. You know, he might replace the void in our hearts where Mr. Gribbs was.
We haven't spoken to Mr. Gribbs in a long time.
Yeah,
he was our New York connection.
He was our New York connection.
Yeah.
I wonder if Mr. Gribbs and Ira know each other.
Ooh, we're going to have to ask. I love it.
All right, you're setting the bar coming up. So I don't know whether to call this a setting the bar or a feel good.
This is great. When it can fall in both categories, I love it.
All right, so if you can manage to make it through the day without escaping from prison, but leaving them a note saying you'll be back, you're doing okay.
Oh, I just stepped out for a bit?
Yeah. This out of Italy, where...
Why you gotta break your mama's heart?
Why you gotta break your mama's heart? Cousins Davide and Lille were in the prison there in Rome, broke out, scaling a wall using a water hose left in the courtyard.
Okay.
Yep.
Pretty resourceful.
Right. They left a note in their cell explaining they had personal reasons for needing to flee.
Oh.
They were driven by, hey, we need to protect our children from nasty business we got ourselves into.
Okay.
And the moms are not in the picture because they, too, are in the clink.
So we have kids out there without their parents because they're both in jail?
Yep.
That's not good.
So they broke out but left a note saying, we promise we'll return in about 15 days once everything is sorted.
Oh, it's going to take a couple weeks, smooth it over?
Yeah.
Secure the children?
So.
Maybe get them with grandma?
That's why I'm like, this is a setting the bar, yes, but is it also a feel good because they're being good parents and they're
being good parents?
And saying that they'll return to jail?
What? I don't think we call them good parents.
Okay,
I don't think that we go as far as to say
no?
Good parenting.
No?
No.
Okay.
Here's my question. do the prison guards, officials, do they just wait and see if they make good on the note, the promise?
Yeah, they're probably just like, well, I mean, they said
I think they're good for
15
it.
Days.
Yeah.
I mean, they said 15 days.
Hang out, see if they come back in 15 days, because, I mean, you don't want to waste all the time and energy looking for them.
Yeah, and I would imagine they're not going to have to scale the wall to get back in. They can just walk right in and be like, and then be like
hey, we're back.
We missed you.
How's your mother?
So again, setting the bar, I guess we're putting in the setting the bar category, right?
I feel like let's stay in that lane.
Sure, if you can make it through the day without escaping from prison, but leaving a note saying that you'll be back.
We'll be back.
Hey, just let us sort it out.
Give me about 15 days. That's all it's going to take. I'll see you back then. You won't even know I'm gone.
You won't even know I'm gone.
Okay.
That's setting the bar. This may be my favorite soundbite of the morning so far.
DJX is number one.
Oh, yeah.
From our buddy Ira from the Bronx.
We didn't even pay him to say that.
No, he didn't. He offered that up.
That was authentic.
That was authentic there. 99.7 DJX. We know that Cracker Barrel is testing alcohol, right?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We talked about it.
I feel like we did talk about that.
Yeah, I put it in feel-good category. I put a feel-good sticker on that.
It's making the rounds again in the news. Maybe they've just started. Maybe it was like the hey, we're going to. Maybe now they've actually got it in stores.
It's just in like Florida right now.
They haven't
branched out into the rest of the country yet, but they're testing out beer, wine, and mimosas.
Cider, yeah.
At certain locations.
Interesting. So, yeah, does Denny's offer alcohol?
I don't believe so.
Because I feel like Cracker Barrel will be trying to slip into that lane.
Maybe. I mean, Waffle House and Denny's both need to, right? With how late they stay open, am I right? Or maybe not.
Little hair of the dog.
Yeah, maybe.
I think those are the places you go to sober up.
Yeah, that's true.
I think those are the places you go to sober up.
Maybe that's not necessary there.
All right, so we'll keep our eye on whether or not Cracker Barrel here locally decides to offer up the old mimosas. Yeah, that's right. We were like, what wine pairs with a country fried steak?
Right.
Yeah. All right.
A nice, fine, aged Arbor Mist.
Aged. I hear 2020 was a great year.
Listen, 2019, cousin bougie.
In looking at the show sheet from this morning, we did a lot of things that revolved around the word but.
There was a theme.
Is the podcast going to be the one with the butts? I feel like we've already had a podcast named the one with the butts.
I mean, when you recap all of the ways that butt has infiltrated the show.
There was butt fish.
There was butt fish.
That's not how you fish. It was a setting the bar story from early this morning.
There's our fun game we played.
Yeah, the butthole game.
Uh-huh.
And then there was the
guy who wants to make like dogs and sniff each other's butts and miss connections.
Yeah, so there was a lot of that theme kind of woven strategically and professionally throughout this well-crafted morning show.
Also a little haphazard. I mean, we can't really predict when the universe is going to bless us with this kind of material same day.
If you're wanting to catch up on the podcast, WDGX.com, click listen. Is it the one with the butts?
I feel like it's the one with all the butts.
The one with the big butts?
Mm.
The one?
It's with all the butts. There's lots of butts.
Fish butts?
No.
Fish butt movies
Too graphic.
Sniffing.
Too graphic.
Sniffing fish butt movies.
I don't think so. Don't worry your little head about it. I'll figure it out.
The one sniffing fish butt movies.
Oh, all right.
All right. Okay. So there you go. Anything you want to catch back up on the podcast, it's there.
It's all going to be there in one condensed little... Because there's no music in the podcast to buffer in between all the butts. They're just going to be all squeezed together.
Why are you saying it like
rapid
that?
Rapid fire butts.
Why are you saying it like that?
A little bit.
Sure.
I just want to prepare you. It's going to feel a little more aggressive when you're listening to it in podcast form, maybe.
Maybe it'll be better that way.
Hey, make sure that our boss doesn't listen to it.
He never does.
I really don't want my career to end over the butthole game. I really don't.
What a fun game to play with friends, though. All right, guys, have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.